Today is Thursday, March 12th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Oh, my goodness. Look, I have stocks, okay? And this coronavirus, I mean, I don't want people to die. I don't want people to die, and surely to God, it's worse than the flu because it kills more people. So, well, it has a higher death rate, and apparently it's really easy to catch or something. But all that being said, it is really pummeling the stock market. And I would think that Walmart would be like, you know, would be going up because, you know, oh my God, I went to Walmart this afternoon because I needed to make a recipe, a particular recipe for throwing down. And I wasn't thinking about like, oh, I need to stock up. Oh, I need to get water. Oh, I need to get toilet paper or anything like that. I wasn't thinking any of that. I was going because I needed some white wine and some sage and a red onion for this recipe that I've got to cook for throwing down. Because Joe and I are recording Throwing Down on Saturday, and so I needed to go. And I didn't even think about it because, you know, as of yesterday, we only had our first coronavirus, you know, confirmation or whatever. And I've been seeing all these things that, you know, places were out of toilet paper and all this kind of stuff. But I didn't really think about it. So I went to Walmart Thursday afternoon, 4:30 in the afternoon. I can't talk. Excuse me. So anyway, so I go and it was like a war zone. There were, I had to park all the way in the back of the parking lot. It was like a Sunday afternoon because everyone goes to church and then apparently they eat at Golden Corral and then they go buy the groceries. And so I went in and I didn't think people were joking, but I thought, oh my God, people are blowing this out of proportion, right? This whole toilet paper thing. No, we have a massive toilet paper aisle at my Walmart. It was completely out. I have never seen that Walmart out of toilet paper, ever. And I'm like, okay, this coronavirus, it lasts for 14 days. If you get it, you're supposed to self-quarantine for 14 days. Or if you have some sort of, you know, some sort of symptoms, you're supposed to quarantine yourself for 14 days. I'm like, you guys don't have enough toilet paper to go 14 days? I don't understand. Like, I know right now Mark and I have enough toilet paper to last 14 days. I don't think the coronavirus causes massive diarrhea or anything like that. And I know people are dying. I'm not trying to make light of it. I know it's a really big deal. And I have listeners who are in areas that are really affected. And I, you know, I feel really bad. I really feel bad for the, you know, huge amount of money that my stocks lost today as well. But I am kind of wondering, I'm like, you know, if I don't feel panicked, like I need to go and buy out the toilet paper. And even if I wanted to, like there's no toilet paper left, but people were buying ramen and toilet paper and bottled water and like all this stuff. Like when you have a weather emergency, you know, when you have a weather emergency, you're not going to be able to get out. So you're not going to be able to get to the store. But I feel like this, you know, I don't feel like they're going to come and say, you have to stay in your house. And I mean, I guess if you get it and then you have to quarantine yourself, maybe you want to make sure you have enough supplies at home so that you don't have to go out and risk the public getting it, I guess. Anyway, it was just, I didn't realize, like, it was just a slap in the face. I went in there and I was like, oh my God. And there were so many people. And Walmart is always busy, at least in this area. I mean, because Walmart is like our, because we're like the home office or whatever of Walmart, it's the main store in the area. We have some other grocery stores and we have a Target and stuff like that. But we have Walmart's like on every corner. So, you know, Walmart is really busy. Anyway, But on a Thursday afternoon, you know, normally it's really busy on a Sunday after church, or it's really busy, you know, after work, like 6 o'clock in the evening, you know, when people are getting off work. This was like 4:30 in the afternoon on a Thursday. So I was able to get my white wine and my sage and my red onion. And I also got a clove of garlic. I mean, a head of garlic, a bulb of garlic, or whatever you call it. I wasn't sure if the recipe called for garlic, but any recipe... I've got popper throat for some reason. Any recipe should have garlic in it. I mean, not a dessert, obviously, but any recipe should have garlic in it if it's a savory recipe. All right, so that was kind of my drama for this afternoon. I guess, you know, so on the new home front, I have a report for Baron Frosty. So I talked to one of my lender choices today, and we got approved for the amount that we wanted. Well, we got pre-approved for the amount that we wanted, and so that was good. But we were going over, like, what would the closing costs be, I wanted kind of a breakdown of everything. What would our payment be? What would the interest rate be? What would the APR be? All that kind of stuff. And he said, you know, man, he said mortgage rates have been really low recently, but they just spiked back up like today. He's like, this coronavirus stuff, for whatever reason, it's causing the mortgage rates. I don't know if it has anything to do with the coronavirus specifically, but he was like, you know, with all the stuff that's going on and the stock market and everything, for some reason, the interest rates on conventional loans have gone up in the past day. He said, so hopefully, you know, by the time you guys are actually buying your home in June or whatever, it will have actually settled down a little bit. And it wasn't that much higher. It was maybe like a half a percentage point higher than it was yesterday. And maybe that's a huge fluctuation for a day. I'm not a mortgage broker person, so I don't know like what would make sense or what would be like really bad. But apparently he closed something for like 3% yesterday, and today it was up to like 3.6 or 4 in our area. And I don't know. I don't even know. Is that for his company or is that just in general? Like every mortgage company, every bank is now charging that. I don't know. Do they all collude? Are they all doing the same interest rates? I'm really not an expert in any of this stuff. Baron probably is, because apparently his job is something in finance. So, you know, Baron, you can let me know. But the thing about the interest rate is, if it fluctuates as much like a half a percent to a percent, that can really increase your monthly payment depending on the price of your house. And so it's something to watch. Plus, you're just paying a lot more interest over the course of like a 30-year loan. Obviously, the higher your interest rate is. But when I look at like what interest rates used to be a long time ago, like when my parents were buying houses, like back in the 80s and 90s, like I feel like we're much lower interest rates now than we have been in the past, even today. I feel like there was a point where we were in the 8, 9, 10. I think I saw something in the early 80s where it was like 15 to 20% interest on mortgages. I was looking at a graph on Google. So it's definitely, there have been times in our history where mortgage, you know, rates have been much higher than this, or the interest rates. So I still feel like, you know, as long as it doesn't go up too much, we're still probably getting a pretty good deal, a pretty good interest rate. But I don't know. I mean, I really don't know what's going to happen. The news, and of course, you know, I've been saying that, oh my God, I'm sick of watching the news. Well, the news, of course, one of the guys on that is a reporter, he's a British reporter, James Longman, I think is his name, for ABC. He's in London, and he was in Italy earlier in the week to report from Italy, and because of that, they asked him to self-quarantine himself when he got back to London. So now he's reporting from home. He's like a podcaster. They're actually like Skyping him in or whatever. I don't know. It's crazy. Anyway, so I don't know. We'll see how that all goes. But it's just a real crazy time right now. Just everything is so crazy. Pride 48 is still set for August. We're going to monitor the situation, everyone, and we'll let you know. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.